This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Good afternoon and welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can stream online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City here on 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Happy Tuesday, happy July, happy summer. So many fun summer activities, lots of cool music going on. This week, I'm going to be playing some really fun sounds. We're going to listen to some Yeast Tumar first, and then I'm going to play some fun alternative pop, some jazz, a little bit of all over the place, actually. We're going to jump into so many different, some great tracks from the 80s, 70s, 60s, towards the end. Just all around great sounds. I'm going to be talking about different artists and shows coming to Vancouver. So definitely stick around to hear all about it. First, I just really want to hear God is a Circle by Yeast Tumar. I think it's such a fun track. It's a little bit freaky, spooky, scary skeletons. There's a lot of heavy breathing, yelling, screaming. So just an FYI, that's what's coming up next. Here is Yeast Tumar, God is a Circle. Enjoy.
Cause it makes me feel like To depend on me. If you say you love me and like your happiness only depends on me, it might not be true love. Maybe there's something in me that you want, but you think it's love. It's not love.
So cool. That was just Echolalia by Yeast Umar on their album Praise a Lord Who Chews But Does Not Which Does Not Consume. Yeast Umar is such an interesting artist. Oh, by the way, this is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. You are listening to Raccoon City. I'm your host, Katie. That was just Echolalia by Yeast Umar on their album Praise the Lord Who Choose But Which Does Not Consume. Welcome. Yves Dumar is such an interesting artist. I saw them live back in 2022, and they were probably one of my favorite live performances I've ever seen. They were just so fantastic, so cool. They had an instrumentalist. His name was Chris Garrietti. He plays the guitar. Such a cool show. So many fun instruments that I had never seen before. Really cool crowd. Really fascinating music. The way they did their performance was just an expression of self through sound and music, and that is what I really enjoy and appreciate in artistry and in the music scene. So seeing that was really fun. Definitely check out more Yves Tumar music and more really fun, cool sounds from him or them and their album or albums, their discography. They have a very wide range of different sounds and tracks. They have a few albums. I think they just recently came out with a new single. But definitely check out their work. Just really, really fun, really, really cool music and sound. And I was just watching their music videos for the tracks of this, from the tracks that I just played. They have just really interesting music videos. They're a bit graphic, so if you're not interested in like gory, sort of like Freaky Friday, sort of like spooky scary skeletons kind of stuff, then don't check it out. But if you are interested, Yves Tumar has a lot of really fascinating music videos that strays off the ordinary path of typical music videos. Very interesting work, very interesting concepts, and very really fun visual aids going on within the music videos. So I'd highly recommend going to check that out if you're not squeamish. If you're a little squeamish, please don't go watch, because it's pretty intense. There's a lot going on. There is an age restriction, so if you're not over 18, you can't watch it. But if you are and you sign in, you can watch the Yves Tumar music video, specifically the one from God is a Circle. I think that one has an age restriction. Also Kerosene, I think, has an age restriction. And Echolalia probably has an age restriction. That one got really freaky towards the end. But if you're interested, it's something I would recommend going to check out, because the music videos really help sort of visualize the sound and sort of the different messages and meaning behind the tracks. It's very cool, very interesting. I'm going to play a little bit of Easy Weeds because I like Easy Weeds. They're a Taiwanese sort of pop music group. I'd say indie alternative singer-songwriter type beat. They have a lot of fun tracks, and this music video is also really cool. I'm gonna play How to Be a Boy by Easy Weeds. I think it's such a fun track. I think it really encapsulates it is in Mandarin though, so just by the way, but I think music in other languages is really fun and really cool, especially Mandarin. It's a cool language. So I'm going to play it, and then we'll talk about a little bit more about Easy Weeds, and then I'm going to play some more really fun tracks. So for now, here is How to Be a Boy by Easy Weeds. Enjoy!
享受过它的有趣，回到那些人们聚集的地方。 I ask myself how to be a boy。
时间，请记得要给随身的东西，还要留意每头的碰诶。
耳元でささやかれる。君は魅力的なんだよって手に入るレベルの魅力ってことかしら。恥ずかしくなる言葉ね、体中が痛くなるね、毛布にはびこる罪の香りに。どうせしあさってにはきっと連絡なっちゃったんだブルー。だいたい光る薬指、それも気にせず二人きりで手の込んだことは一切ない。一恋一会、恥ずかしくなる言葉ね、青春時代のアングラ的な枕に集まる安いラメとマツケ。おせしあさってにはきっとなくなってしまうような愛情だってことをごまかすために、体調の悪いそぶりをしている。つまらん一 1ミリたりとも揺れない、それに落ち込んじゃってる、ちゃんと泣いてみたいんだ、ブルー、ブ
I am Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Right.
So cool, so fun, so awesome. That was just Water Pistol by Easy Weeds. Easy Weeds is a Taiwanese group from Taiwan, and most of their music is in Mandarin, which is awesome. I like hearing tracks from other languages. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and today we're listening to all kinds of music. I don't know. I just felt like getting into a little bit of Mandarin pop for some reason. I just like am craving it. I am half Malaysian, and on my mom's side, everyone speaks Mandarin and Cantonese, so when I hear the languages, it makes me feel like I'm at my grandma's house, and I think that's fun, and I think that's cool, and I like hearing music from other places around the world. I think it's good to get a different kind of lens and a different perspectives from other pop music from different places in the world. I like hearing what they've got going on in lots of different languages. And Mandarin pop is one of my favorites, I think, because it makes me feel, I don't know, like at home. And I think there's always a lot of the karaoke going on at my grandma's house, and a lot of the karaoke is in Mandarin, and I just like hearing it. I don't need to know what's being said, and I don't need to know what is the song or the track is about. I just like listening to the sounds of the tracks. And also, I feel like when I listen to music in other languages, it helps me really kind of tune into the inflection of the tone and sort of the rhythm and the harmonies and sort of other aspects of the track that isn't just the lyricism, because sometimes we can get lost in the lyricism of music and miss so many different aspects of sound. And I think it's important to sort of understand and think about the different aspects of sound that aren't just lyricism. So I think it's great to listen to other tracks that are in different languages, such as Easy Weeds. They have a lot of Mandarin pop music. So definitely check them out. They're such a fun group. I also really like watching their music videos too, because I think they're fun. I can tell that the music